Part 7, The Belt of Truth. Ephesians 6:14, Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. In the days in which we are living, it is getting increasingly more difficult to discern between truth and deception. Matthew 24:24 tells us, For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. He placed the belt of truth on the top of the list, as it was one of the most important pieces of the armor. It was about 6 to 8 inches wide and made of leather, with a buckle similar to belts today. It held everything else in place. In those days, they wore big, baggy tunics under their armor, and the belt kept the tunic pulled in close. In battle, if they had a long tunic, they would fold its corners underneath the belt to keep their legs from getting tangled. This was called girding up the loins. The belt also kept the breastplate secure around the soldier to keep it from banging against his chest in battle. The belt also held a sheath for the sword. If a soldier lost his belt, his breastplate would not be secure. He would trip on his tunic, and his sword would fall to the ground, making him not much value in battle. Because of all these things, even in the natural realm, the belt is possibly the most important piece of the soldier's armor. Today, a policeman would probably say his belt was the most important part of his uniform, as it carries his radio, his keys, flashlight, billy club, handcuffs, bullets, mace, and other weapons of defense. Belts have always been very important, whether you are a soldier, a policeman, or even a carpenter. For the Christian in spiritual warfare, the belt is the first and most vital piece of his armor. Paul explains the correlation between the Roman soldier and a Christian in spiritual warfare. Our armor is for protection from being deceived into believing a lie. As he is the father of lies, Satan is the master of deceit, believing he has the capability of deceiving the very elect. The belt of truth combined with the mind of Christ makes it impossible to deceive God's elect. The belt of truth is the very center of the armor, as his word is also the very center of the foundation of Christianity. John 17:17, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible is like the North Star that never moves. All other heavenly bodies orbit and keep moving, but the North Star stays steadfastly in one place. With it, we can navigate the oceans and find our way when we are lost. It is something we can count on, regardless if every modern technical device fails. God's word is that same kind of anchor, being the center of truth for God's people. Here is where Satan is the master deceiver. If 10 people read a certain portion of Scripture and speak their understanding of what God was saying, we could possibly have 10 interpretations of what God meant. There are so many voices and thoughts sent to derail us from the King's highway back to eternity. Remember, the deceptions we are warring against are not bold, noticeable lies. They are so cunning they can be mistaken as truth and many times seem to be the right way. Satan always tries to reason you into an easier or more sensible plan. This is exactly where Eve lost her battle. Keep in mind, Eve was fortified with the word when she listened to the reasoning of Satan. This is why the scripture tells us to put on the full armor of God. If we leave any opening for Satan, he can get through, thus having access to render the other pieces of armor powerless. Only God can see the deception and guide us in the proper direction. However, we must access his mind to allow him to take over the battle. Man can only leave God when he leaves the truth of his word. When you doubt one word, you are disarmed and the armor is ineffective from the very core, discerning truth. If this is a spiritual war, it stands to reason we cannot have a carnal understanding of the scriptures. We must have God's divine interpretation to wage war against other supernatural powers and rulers of darkness in high places. The written word is our stationary North Star, which we anchor into for his truth. We read it and we pray, constantly seeking God's wisdom and guidance. The scripture states he is a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If he is very present and covering all time and space, he, as the living word, must be in the present tense with us in the heat of the battle. As humans, we get emotional and try to do things ourselves when we should calm down and remember our anchor, the written word, and then wait on him. He anoints us with his mind to connect us to the written word. When this happens, faith ignites and quickens us to a new spiritual level, seating us in heavenly places with Christ where nothing can hurt us. We see things from a different view. We see what caused the problem and the cure by accessing the mind of Christ. He is the positive. We are the negative. Many want to totally do away with the negative, but it is imperative to have them both for the igniting of our faith. If you take a car battery and disconnect the negative, there is no way the car will start. The positive needs to touch the negative to have the complete connection so the energy will flow, causing everything to operate. It is the same in the spiritual realm. The positive must flow in a complete circuit for access to the supernatural mind of Christ. We sing the song, "Flow through me, Holy Spirit." Note, it says, "Flow through me," not "to me." There must be a flow of him through us for the dynamic action to take place. After experiencing this supernatural phenomenon several times, your trust in God and the outcome of your battles make you stronger and stronger, depending on him more and more. You get keener at knowing his voice as it lands on the written word, causing it to light up with greater meaning. It becomes a reality, so you and the word become one. You constantly look forward to being still before God, waiting for the supernatural living word to light up the written word, quickening your mortal body. The supernatural touching the written word is the person of Jesus Christ in the present tense, anointing you with his mind, governing you with his thoughts. These thoughts are always in perfect alignment with the written word. Ephesians 6:14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth." Once we access the mind of Christ and do all he tells us in the written word, the Bible says, stand. Our faith, over time, will be continually tested. This is where Satan tries to deceive us into believing God is not going to answer, or perhaps God meant something else. How Abram was promised by God to have a child with his wife Sarai, even though they both were too old to have one. After so long a time, they thought God possibly meant for Abram to have the child with Sarai's maidservant Hagar, who was much younger. He had a child with Hagar, but this was not the promised son. God stayed faithful to his promise later. Yet this deceivement caused many problems for Abram and Sarai, and even for us today. Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Truth is always the solid rock that does not waver. The only truth that created the universe and has been our North Star forever is the impenetrable armor worthy of our trust. Just as a soldier's armor depends on the belt to securely hold everything, the belt of truth holds everything secure in this life and throughout eternity for the Christian. The belt of truth is Jesus Christ, the written word and the present-day living word, leading us through the war that has already been won. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.